Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Was Quinn Ewers the problem for Texas in 2023? Not necessarily, but there's reasons to believe that there's at least a conversation that needs to be had. Texas started off the season 5-7 when they were running things underneath Casey Thompson. They bring over Quinn Ewers, initially supposed to commit to the program, but decides to reclassify, not really sold on what's going on the 40 acres with Tom Herman, and hitches his wagon to Ryan Day in Ohio State. He comes down, he immediately wins the starting job over Hudson Card, and things look promising. There's a great performance heading in the likes of week 2 against Alabama. You see the 42-yard pass to Xavier Worthy, and everyone thinks in Austin, this is the solution. This is exactly what we have been praying for. This is exactly what we have been hoping for years. And then, of course, you hear about the Dallas Turner hit. He's out for 3 weeks. They lose 2 games. He comes back, and there's trepidation. One solid performance and then one lackluster performance. And it was more the same in 2023 when you truly break it down. You have an exceptional outing against Alabama where you throw 3 touchdowns, march into Nick Saban's backyard and show all of college football, hey, we may belong with the Big 12, but we do have that SEC mantra. You will respect us when we get to the conference on July 1st. In fact, somebody at the big boy table, you're going to want to make a reservation in a front row seat at the kiddie table because we're about ready to kick your ass out of there. They've also shown you at times that they were negligent. There were multiple games where you felt like Ewers was not finding his own wagon, whether it be overthrown passes to Xavier Worthy, whether it be short completions to Jordan Whittington, whether it be not trusting his tight ends, whether it be trying to do a little bit too much. There's a lot to like about Quinn Ewers' game, certainly, to say the least. But there also was a lot to like about Adonai Mitchell, who the second when he touched down in Austin went from being a minuscule average wide receiver in the SEC to a household fixture and arguably the second best number two in college football. You look at guys like Jatavion Sanders and what they were able to bring. He goes down in history as one of the best tight ends in program history. You look at Xavier Worthy, what he was able to do, breaking Roy Williams' record for the most touchdowns and receiving yards in Big 12 history and also in Texas history as a freshman and a late arrival. This is not a kid that got on campus in spring and said, I'm going to build a relationship with Casey Thompson. I'm going to learn this offense. No, he was doing it while also taking classes in high school and then coming over in the summer months to learn a little bit more and adapt to that level. And yet still.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Longhorns went 8-5 and 12-2. And yes, the one loss did come to a very underrated, in my opinion, Oklahoma team. And it also was in a neutral site location. So throw records, throw standings, throw metrics out the window. This is a spit-swapping rivalry between two disdained foes that are more than happy to admit we belong in the SEC more than you do. And they're definitely going to shed blood next season whenever they touch down in Dallas at the Cotton Bowl. So besides that, Ewers was great, but did you ever feel like that he was elite by any standards? Going into the SEC next season, there's conversations about who are the top passers, and naturally, Ewers has to be in every conversation simply because of what he did last year, leading the Longhorns to their first Big 12 title in over a decade, but on top of that, also leading the team to a college football playoff berth. And now with expansion of the playoff, everyone expects Texas to be right at the forefront. In fact, some people believe Texas can end up actually being a legit threat against Georgia, against Alabama, against Ole Miss and Missouri, and all of the teams that have established themselves as up-and-comers or fixtures of the SEC in 2023. And they can. They absolutely can. That's not a Quinn Ewers knock, or it's not a Quinn Ewers praise. One thing that we talk about all the time in media is we hitch our wagon to one finite detail. Ewers was a problem last year. I'm going to come out and completely say it. I do not think that he is the best quarterback in the SEC. I don't even think he's number two. I believe that title, as of this morning, belongs to Jackson Dart. And then we can have a conversation. Does Ewers belong at number three? Are we going to trust that Nico Iamaleava is about ready to blow the gasket off of Neyland Stadium and bring 1998 feels back to Knoxville? Maybe. Maybe Brady Cook continues to have a good year. He's got the repetition and the wide receivers, so you feel confident there. But you do realize that Texas had one of the worst pass defenses in college football last year. And they struggled at times, especially in the Sugar Bowl against Washington. And if not for the offense fighting in a little bit of momentum and the defense getting a critical stop in the fourth quarter, this is not a close game. This is a game, in fact, where you say, well, Ewers was probably more so the problem, which is funny because last season when they played against them in the Alamo Bowl, Ewers threw for a career high 368 yards. Is that the wide receivers? Is that the weaponry? Is that the offensive play calling? All those things aside, there's reasons why Texas struggled this season. Ewers was part of it, but he wasn't the only one. And so this offseason, once again, you look at Steve Sarkisian. What did he do to make sure that he mitigated the flaws like any good coach would? He brought in talent that would hinder or hide any negativity surrounding number three. You go and add in a Silas Bolden. That is a speed demon that is going to take a 5-yard hitch pattern and turn it into a 25-yard gain. You added in Matthew Golden, another premier wide receiver, good complementary piece opposite any number one that was an all Big 12 punt returner, kick returner, and had decent numbers as a wide receiver. Isaiah Bond, whether or not we want to talk about fourth and 31, it's a big deal in Tuscaloosa folklore, but he also was primarily the reason why Alabama beat Georgia a week later in Atlanta to hoist their own SEC title. You also still have Jontae Cook on the roster. You still have a ton of younger receivers behind him. You added in yet another 4-star talent this offseason. There are weapons, and Sark said, I'm going to go out and do everything possible to make sure that nobody is talking about our quarterback situation, whether that's because of Arch Manning is pushing forward to end up winning the starting job, whether that's because you look at what is going to be the expectations going into next year. Whatever it is, Sark made sure that every piece was covered, including tight end with the addition of Amari Nyblak. And you also still have Gunnar Helm on the roster, plus a tandem in the running back room, which could end up seeing one of them walk away with the Doak Walker Award. There's very little flaws with this team. So going into this year, you look at what Worthy was, you look at what Mitchell was, you look at what Sanders was and Whittington was and what the running back room looked like, and you say to yourself, well, what more does Ewers have to do to prove that he's not the problem? Simply put, be the solution. That's just the case in point of it. There's really not another way to put it. There's going to be games where you see the wide receivers take maybe a little bit of a step back. They aren't able to create separation against certain defensive backs. The SEC is its own entity. You'll see a 3-star that is properly developed, really well trained, shown the ropes, and eventually they're going to be better than the 5-star that commits to any other conference. Why? Because the level of competition they go up against. And that's going to be the case for Texas this year. But they also have a game against Michigan in Ann Arbor, where arguably the best cornerback in college football resides in Will Johnson. So is that a game where Ewers can say, I know that I'm without my number one target, but instead I have to pick up the pace. Consistency, consistency, consistency. Don't worry about blowing for the big time shot downfield. Worry about picking up the first down. Next play mantra. Because if as of right now, the whole recency bias feeling is going to be, well, Ewers was a product of the system and had exceptional help. And there's reasons to believe that, especially when you look at what Worthy was able to produce this past week in Indianapolis. And then Adonai Mitchell shows up and says, hey, you know what? Worthy's pretty fast, but nobody seems to like to talk about me. I'm going to run a 4.34 and show everybody, yeah, he was fast, but I was just as quick. And if Ewers gets that ball out maybe a millisecond sooner, you're talking about the Longhorns marching into Ann Arbor week two, my apologies. And that's a rematch of the national championship. That's a rematch which ended up could have been completely different. We could have had an entire scenario, and there is a world out there. I truly do believe in the cinematic universe, what Marvel created. The multiverse is real, so get over it. There is a world out there where Texas is the national champion, and several of these players are gone, including potentially Ewers, who had nothing left to prove in Austin. There is a world out there where that exists, and one of those worlds would feature the national champion Longhorns marching into Ann Arbor, where maybe Jim Harbaugh is still on the sidelines. That's a story for a different time, never mind the point. But going into next year, there's questions when it comes to who is QB1. It could be yours. But right now, after seeing what you just watched in Indianapolis, you're going to have to take it with a grain of salt. Here's the good news. Sark added in pieces. Here's the good news. The offensive line is stable. Four of the five starters returning, you have arguably the best left tackle in the SEC, provenly in Kelvin Banks Jr. He's going to be a top 10 pick in next year's draft. You have a solidified defense that added in pieces that are probably going to be fixtures of the SEC. Some already are, that you've already heard of. And you also still have really good coaching. Sark, whether or not you believe he is elite, he is a damn good coach. The culture has drastically changed underneath Tom Herman and Charlie Strong. Because you got to remember, Texas still landed five-star talents left and right. Four stars love to go to the 40 acres. It was about the development of talent. Name the last time that a first-round pick came out of Austin before Bijan Robinson. It was 2015. That was the end of the Charlie Strong era. That was the entire Tom Herman era. Never a day one talent resided in the likes of Austin until Steve Sarkisian got there. And that could be the biggest blessing for a guy like yours. But this is a major year for the likes of the Longhorns. And more importantly, it's a major year for yours. He's going to go up against quality competition. He's going to have a one-on-one against Carson Beck that many people believe is the SEC QB1. And it's hard-pressed to argue with it.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I think when you look at the Longhorns right now, their status truly resides on if Ewers can be the guy. Because I do think that they will end up still being 10-2, 11-1. They can make it to the college football playoff, and I don't think anybody would bat an eye. But national championship status. Now that we know that Adonai Mitchell, Jatavion Sanders, and Xavier Worthy were staples of this offense and may have even been the backbone last season, pressure's on for number three to be the number one option. And if he can do so, the Longhorns, they're going to compete alongside Georgia, alongside Alabama. They may even win the SEC title in year one. Nobody should be shocked. But if there's struggles, you might want to turn back to the quarterback room. And those in Austin that are looking to see potentially number 16 strut his stuff, you might get your wish if a few mishaps happen along the way. Make sure you hit the subscribe button down below. That way you don't miss a single episode of SEC Unfiltered. The ring notification. That way you keep up with everything that we're doing on this channel. Follow me on social media at Mr. Cole Thompson. My own YouTube channel at Mr. Cole Thompson. Follow us on social media. Twitter, X, Instagram, wherever you have social media at SEC Unfiltered. Download the podcast version of the show wherever you get your podcast listening systems. Google Play, Apple Music, Spotify. We got you covered everywhere. And to keep up with everything going on in the number one conference in all of college athletics, make sure that you visit secunfiltered.com. I'm Cole Thompson. Until next time, folks, later.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.